Locals rejoiced at the sight of rainfall Friday morning, following weeks of bone-dry conditions in Metro Vancouver. While the showers were relatively light across the region, the precipitation offered a welcome respite from poor air quality caused by wildfires burning across BC and south of the border. Metro Vancouver ended its air quality advisory Friday, October 21, morning, which was issued on October 14 due to high concentrations of fine particulate matter in the atmosphere. As of noon on Thursday, Vancouver had the fourth worst air quality of any city in the world, 165 on the U.S. Air Quality Index. On October 17, it was estimated that breathing the air for a day in parts of the Lower Mainland was akin to smoking 5 cigarettes. While the sunshine is expected to return over the weekend, the forecast includes more wet weather starting Sunday night and through the rest of next week. Related. Here is how much it is expected to rain in Metro Vancouver this week. Locals express joy for improved air conditions. People took to social media early Friday to share enthusiasm for the welcomed rainfall and improved air conditions. 5:45 a.m. Friday, the 21st of October, breaking news, small droplets of water are falling from the sky over Metro hashtag Vancouver. My sources tell me it's rain, something not seen around these parts in a while. I was able to snap this pic from my car as it began. Hashtag finally rain in the rainforest pic.twitter.com/bmipsvmgkj. Ben Wilson, at Ben Wilsonthings, October 21, 2022. So happy to see, hear, smell and feel the rain this morning. The smoky air was really getting me down. Last year, I wrote a saw with piano a comp of Milne's comical poem, Happiness. More information and audio at sheetmusictor. https://t.co/wacoex1cf hashtag coral hashtag Canadian hashtag treble pic.twitter.com/m44zalamlers. Gerda Block Wilson, at Block Wilson, October 21, 2022. Finally some rain. Reminder. Someone slap me if I ever complain about the rain or cold because this extended heatwave summer hasn't been nice to me at all. Tasha Teddy Bear Briefcase, at Domino Dog 22, October 21, 2022. Wholesome ripening fig content. With a few drops of much-needed rain. That is all. pic.twitter.com/4b71riskpoo. Nathaniel Louster, at Lausterna, October 21, 2022. Finally got some rain. Wasn't much over here though, but at least it's something. Lol. pic.twitter.com/vgbeck5hf6l. Kogan Ritsu Owl Books at JP, NV Singer Training Arc, at Kogan Ritsu, October 21, 2022. What a difference a day makes. Thick forest fire smoke and fog. To a change in wind direction, some rain, and a marine push. Vancouver, BC. At Span at Jim Cantor at Matthew Capucci pic.twitter.com/ycaladvier. Brad Acheson, at Brad 604, October 21, 2022. The significant change in weather even inspired one local to pen some poetry. This fresh afternoon hashtag air flows in a weak westerly breeze producing a watery accord of hashtag scents. Damp concrete like a parking garage after rain, wet slate, and faint notes of silty sand. Light traces of drenched foliage and decaying leaves rise from below. Two-thirds. Air report, at Air Tasting, October 21, 2022. One woman mentioned that most Vancouverites' appreciation for the rainfall probably won't last that long, however. Vancouverites yesterday. Please let it rain, we've had a 3-plus-month drought. Vancouverites tomorrow. When will this damn rain end? Vance Williams, at Vansu, October 21, 2022. But a couple of people pointed out that there wasn't a great deal of precipitation Friday. Vancouver rain has mostly passed through. Does not even 2 millimeters count as rainfall. Once again a lot of early hyperbole about a Friday storm. pic.twitter.com/xx6w4lake. Peter Vogel, at Peter Vogel, October 21, 2022. Looking ahead in the Metro Vancouver weather forecast. In a recent update, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, called for a 75% chance that La Niña will be present this winter and won't change to a neutral weather pattern until about February. La Niña's impact on southern BC doesn't start to show until the late fall or early winter. But it does tend to produce cooler than normal conditions and snowier conditions over the mountains. Find out what kind of impact the third consecutive La Niña system could have on Metro Vancouver.